This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. The University of Missouri says it will keep its academic publishing business open and drop plans for a reimagined university press. MU officials say the responsibility of running the press will pass from the UM system to the Columbia campus. All press employees have been asked to stay on, with the exception of former editor-in-chief Claire Wilcox. Administrators are moving quickly to put together an advisory committee to work with a transition team and the current press staff. MU Provost Brian Foster says the ultimate goal of the committee is to help facilitate the gradual evolution of the press.
And I'd like to have us be out front, given all of our expertise on campus with media and that sort of thing. I'd like to have us be out front and be a national model.
Nominations for the committee are now being accepted. Foster says the selections will be made within the next week. A Missouri judge is deciding on the wording of a health care proposal appearing on the November ballot. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and several top GOP lawmakers claim in a lawsuit that the ballot summary, written by Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, is unfair, insufficient, and misleading. An attorney representing Carnahan defended the summary during a hearing today. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green did not rule immediately, but seemed to express skepticism about Carnahan's summary. The proposal at issue would bar Missouri officials from creating a health insurance exchange without approval from voters or the legislature. Missouri's Republican-led legislature approved the measure this year and referred it to a statewide vote. A federal lawsuit is attempting to strike down a new Missouri law that makes it easier for police to track people's cell phone signals during emergencies. The cell phone tracking measure is one of many Missouri laws that took effect today. A lawsuit filed yesterday on behalf of a Bolivar resident claims the Missouri law conflicts with a federal law regarding the information that phone companies can share with law enforcement agencies. The suit claims the Missouri law takes away a phone company's discretion in providing cell phone information to police and prevents cell phone customers from suing companies for releasing the information without good reason. Missouri House member Jeannie Lauer, who sponsored the law, says she believed it was appropriate based on legal reviews during the legislative session. A new study finds Missouri's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community has poorer health outcomes and less access to health care than the general population. As KRCU's Jacob McClellan tells us, those disparities partially stem from the state's lack of employment or housing discrimination protection.
The Missouri Foundation for Health finds LGBT individuals are more likely to engage in unhealthy activities like smoking and binge drinking, and are less likely to carry health insurance and receive preventative care. Health Policy Director Ryan Barker says discrimination is a big factor.
You could be fired just for being gay in the state of Missouri, and that stress on a daily basis of being discriminated against, there's nothing you can do about it, and you just have to deal with that. Which does have an impact on your health.
Non-discrimination and anti-school bullying policies would help bridge those health disparities, Barker says. The study also suggests recognizing same-sex relationships. I'm Jacob McClelland.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.